بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned an incident that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, a conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the evil jinnat, those who had misled insan, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will rebuke them, and thereafter the response that will be given by those people who had followed the jinnat, followed the shayateen, who had led their lives against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they will then say to Allah that it is not only the jinnat who are to blame, or the shayateen who are to blame. Yes, they misled us, they made an effort against us, but we also benefited from them. We took advantage, we took enjoyment from the misguidance, we enjoyed our life of sin, of disobedience. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then tell them that annaru mathwakum, the fire of Jahannam is your abode. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that on one hand you have these people who were disobedient, who did every evil deed possible, and on the other hand you have those who obeyed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِكُلِّن دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. Allah says each group will have varying stages due to their actions. In other words, the evil ones will have the levels of Jahannam, which are known as darakat, the different levels which go further and further into the depths of Jahannam. And the more evil a person was, the deeper or the lower he will go into the fire of Jahannam. Elsewhere Allah speaks about the lowest level being occupied by the munafiqeen. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites, will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. So the evil people will have varying levels going down into the depths of Jahannam. And on the other hand, those who had iman and those who did good deeds will have darajat, will have varying levels and stages going up into the heights of Jannah. And we know the highest level is what is known as Al-Firdaus or Jannatul Firdaus, the highest level of Jannah. So these are the varying ranks that will be kept for these two groups. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah then says that your Rabb is not unaware of what they do. In other words, these people who constantly go against Islam, against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and who are constantly seeking to cause harm to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, perhaps it seems as though they are getting away with it in this world, but Allah is not ghafil, Allah is not unaware, Allah sees, Allah hears, Allah knows what they are doing, and eventually they will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will have to pay for their actions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us that remember, this choice that every insan has to choose to obey Allah or to disobey Allah, to believe or to disbelieve, this, do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs your iman or that you are going to benefit Allah in any way. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِيُّ. Your Rabb is independent. He is not in need whatsoever. إِيَّشَأْ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. He is a possessor of great mercy. إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَسْتَخْلِفْ مِنْ بَعْدِكُمْ مَا يَشَاءُ. To display his independence, Allah says, if he wishes, he will take you away, he will do away with you, and he will replace you with whoever he wants to. In other words, he can bring any other group after you. كَمَا أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Just as he created you from the progeny of another group. In other words, those before you, your forefathers, they perhaps would have also thought that they would live forever, or that Allah would need them. They are the creation of Allah. There's nobody to come after them. But just as they were deluded and they eventually had to leave this world, now you are occupying their place. So remember, Allah can do the very same with you. He can do away with you and he can replace you with another group, with another nation. So Allah does not need you. Allah is independent. And here Mufassirin give the example that generally you have a person who is a worker in a company or in a certain business or whatever it may be. And he is not really fulfilling his job description. He comes late to work. He doesn't listen to what his boss tells him. Perhaps he is also stealing a little bit here and there. But he does this knowing that my boss needs me. The skill level that I have or the position that I occupy in this company, he cannot replace me. He needs me. And therefore I know that I can cross the limit now and again and he won't do anything to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, a person should not think in this manner, that I can continue breaking Allah's command here and there, I can continue slacking in my duty to Allah, because he needs me, he needs my worship, he needs my iman. This is completely different. Allah is independent. Allah is not in need, and therefore he can very easily replace us. But the reason Allah keeps us and grants respite, he is Dhul Rahma. He is the possessor of mercy. He is the most merciful. This is why he grants respite. But remember, إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَآتٍ. Allah says, that which you have been promised. In other words, the adab of the akhirah, hisab kitab, questioning in front of Allah, لَآتٍ. It is something which is definitely approaching. It is coming close. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. And you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to frustrate Allah. In other words, in this world, if a person tries to harm you, and you evade him, you run away from him, or you overpower him, he becomes frustrated, he can't carry out what he wants to do. But Allah, you cannot frustrate Allah. You cannot escape Allah. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that after you understand that Qiyamah is coming, قُلْ, say to them, O Nabi of Allah, يَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ. You continue to practice, you continue to engage according to your condition and your way. In other words, you want to engage in shirk, you want to engage in the disobedience of Allah, then you do so. Inni amil, I will continue upon my way. My way is tawheed, my way is the worship of Allah. فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَن تَكُونُ لَهُ عَاقِبَةُ الدَّارِ. Soon you will come to know which group will have the better outcome in the hereafter. Who will be successful in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who will be unsuccessful. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says to them, remember, innahu la yuflihu dhalimun. Those who are dhalim, who are oppressive, will never be successful. We spoke about zulam previously as well, and Allah ends this discussion with zulam as well. And we know that from elsewhere in the Quran, one is oppression, a person oppresses somebody else, he takes away the rights of someone, or he infringes on the rights of someone. This is zulam, this is oppression, this is something which is looked down upon. But the greatest, the worst form of zulam, of oppression, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. To associate partners with Allah, where a person is supposed to give Allah his haqq, his right, which is worship solely and only for him, and now a person associates partners with Allah, and he starts to worship other than Allah, or obey other than Allah. So this makes a person the worst type of zalim. And here, very clearly Allah says, those who make zulam will never be successful. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.